251. The Outrage on the Chesapeake, 1807. The British now added to the anger of the Americans by impressing seamen from the decks of an American warship. The frigate Chesapeake left the Norfolk Navy Yard for a cruise. At once the British vessel Leopard sailed toward her and ordered her to stop. As the Chesapeake did not stop, the Leopard fired on her. The American frigate was just setting out, and everything was in confusion on her decks. But a coal was brought from the cook stove, and one gun was fired. Her flag was then hauled down. The British came on board and seized four seamen, who they said were deserters from the British Navy. This outrage aroused tremendous excitement. Jefferson ordered all British warships out of American waters and forbade the people to supply them with provisions, water, or wood. The British offered to restore the imprisoned seamen and ordered out of American waters the admiral under whose direction the outrage had been done. But they would not give up impressment. 252. Madison elected president, 1808. There is nothing in the Constitution to limit the number of times a man may be chosen president. Many persons would gladly have voted a third time for Jefferson, but he thought that unless some limit were set, the people might keep on re-electing a popular and successful president term after term. This would be very dangerous to the Republican form of government. So Jefferson followed Washington's example and declined a third term. Washington and Jefferson thus established a custom that has ever since been followed. The Republicans voted for James Madison, and he was elected president, 1808.